Rejoice in the Lord always. That's what we hear from the opening antiphon this Mass. Many years ago, one day, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta picked up an old poor sick man on the street of Calcutta with joy in her face. When the stranger saw that, he came to her and asked, what was the source of her joy? Mother Teresa replied, joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love, and joy is a net of love. A joyful heart is no more resource of a heart burning with love. Love as he loves, helping as he helps, giving as he gives, serving as he serves, rescuing as he rescues, being with him 24 hours a day, touching him with his distressing disguise. St. Mother Teresa's life continued to witness this joy, which is a true hallmark of every Christian and the rightful inheritance of all the poor. This third Sunday of Advent is called Rejoice Sunday. The opening antiphon we sang, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, indeed the Lord is near. That is why the church invites us today to rejoice at the rebirth of Jesus in our lives as we are preparing for our annual Christmas celebration. So, to express our joy in the coming of Jesus as our Savior into our heart, into our lives, we light the rose candle of the Advent wreath. And also the Father and Deacon Rob and I wear rose vestment today. Not the pink, okay? The common theme of the scriptures reading today is one of joy and encouragement, and the readings ask us to make the preparation required for ourselves as we await the rebirth of Jesus in our hearts and in our lives. And the Holy Scripture reminds us that the coming of Jesus, past, present, and future, is the reason for our rejoicing. The prophet Isaiah, in today's first reading, encouraged exiled Jews in Babylon to rejoice because their God was going to liberate them from slavery and lead them back safely to their homeland. In the second reading, St. James the Apostle encourages the early Christian to rejoice and wait with patience for the imminent second coming of Jesus. In the first part of the Gospel today, Jesus encouraged John the Baptist in prison to rejoice by casting away his wrong expectations about the Messiah and simply accepting the healing and the preaching ministry of Jesus as the fulfillment of messianic prophecy of Isaiah. In the second part of the Gospel, we see St. Matthew present Jesus, the true Messiah, paying the highest compliment to John the Baptist as his hero and the last prophet, and giving special credit of the current prophetic conviction of St. John, asking his listeners to rejoice in the greatness of his hero. The church today wants us to learn how to survive a faith crisis. If John the Baptist, even after having had a direct encounter with Jesus, the Messiah, had his doubt about Jesus and his teaching, we too can have our crisis of faith. On such occasion, let us remember the truth that all our Christian dogmas are based on our trusting faith in the divinity of Jesus. He taught them, and on his divinity authority, which he gave to his church to teach what he taught. Let us go and tell others what we hear and what we see. It is up to us to learn our faith in depth and ask the Lord to remove our doubts. We rejoice with the thought that Jesus is going to be reborn in our life, deepening in us his gift of love, mercy, forgiveness, and spirit of humble and sacrificial service during Christmas season. Today, let us joyfully share God's bountiful grace, forgiveness, and mercy with others. What is it demanded of John's disciple? And he also demands of us as well, go and tell others what we hear, what we see. This means that we have to share with others our experience of joy and the rebirth of Jesus within us. We need to open our hearts and let God transform our life. The message of Advent is that God is present among us in our everyday life. We are called renewing our life through our daily prayers, frequently the sacrament of reconciliation, taking part in the Eucharistic celebration, reading the Holy Gospel, the Holy Bible in prayerful fashion, and performing corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Today's reading reminds us that our life can also be transformed if we are patient and place all our trust in God. We must prepare our heart to recognize and welcome him by allowing us to change the way we are thinking about God, about ourselves, about the world, with the help of the Holy Spirit, and with our readiness to cooperate, of course, the joy will take place in us during this Advent.